guys, what is going on? This is Ian McKenzie with the Average Bros Fitness Podcast. We are here today for a very, very special occasion. This is the Hot Works Heroes series of podcast interviews. And I'm joined with my co-host, Mr. Luis De Leon. Right? I got that right. Okay, cool. All right. And our special guest, Miss Ashley Grio. So what we're going to be doing today, you guys, as well, is we're going to be interviewing people who have been in the trenches of fitness, and we're going to ask them kind of their own personal approaches, their personal styles, and try to help you guys out a little bit, because this is free freaking information. Want you guys to tune in. It's awesome. So thank you so much for being on the podcast.
You're
actually
welcome. Hashtag free information.
Yeah, free information. Exactly. So I'm going to start off with this. Can you tell me a little bit about kind of like what brought you to Hot Works? Like why you're here? Why is this place where you ended up?
Well, it's kind of perfect that we have Luis here, because in the big picture of things, I go to one of the local gyms and Luis goes there as well. So we love cross training, which is super important and one of the things that we value at Hot Works. But we met at the gym and he's like, hey, I see you doing all this cardio all day long, doing weights. Why don't you try out Hot Works?
Yeah.
What is Hot Works? Long story short.
Yeah. What is that? Yeah, exactly.
I showed up and he taught me a little bit about what they do here. Loved it. And the rest is history.
Mr. Luis, what is Hot Works for those who don't know? Just like what's the principle behind it?
Infrared saunas.
Okay.
So we would do cross training here.
Yeah.
And what it is you have individual workouts in each of these saunas. They get up to about 125 degrees.
Sure.
Pretty much they have Pilates, yoga, you name it. Any type of body part you need. We also have a 50-minute cardio burn, which is for your spin cycles. And also we have a new one called Blast, too. You'll enjoy that one.
Blast was cool because it's that assault bike. Yeah, that's a cool one.
Weighted.
Yeah.
Unlike the assault bike, I don't even have a weight on it.
Yeah.
It's weighted and the videos are awesome.
Yeah.
15-minute hit session. You get in and out 24 hours.
And one thing I realized too is that it's, you know, it's for the detox, but it's also too, like, you're not leaving with any kind of soreness.
That's right.
Like that was my thing. It's like you go in there and that heat just kind of like it's relaxing, but it's intense at the same time.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Sometimes I come in here just to breathe when I'm really, really stressed out. I'll just come and take like a yoga and maybe even just turn on some yoga Pandora music, hashtag Pandora.
Yeah.
And just breathe. But then like I was mentioning earlier, other days I come in here and I do the workout, I get engaged. The virtual personal trainers and instructors right now are amazing.
Yeah.
But you also have the option to freestyle it.
That's
true. So if you
want to
get in and kind of do your own flow and, you know, just feel good about whatever you want to do that day.
Yeah.
There's always so many options. So it keeps you having fun.
Can you tell me just a little bit about kind of what got you into fitness? Like, did you go through like think back, what was it? What started you into? Cause I know you did shows.
I did.
Like, you competed. Yeah.
So, way back to probably before is even relevant, right?
Okay.
I was always an athlete in high school. So volleyball, track, I threw javelin, and then cross country.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So ended up getting
you were busy. Yeah.
You had a few things going on.
Just,
That's why 15 minutes on a workout is perfect. It
feels great. Yeah.
But ended up getting a javelin scholarship to Southern Miss. Mm-hmm. And that's really when the weights got introduced to me. So we were weight training 4 days a week.
Okay.
And I loved it, you know, and as the track athlete, as a thrower, I was one of the stronger females on the team, and it helped just like give me a new sense of confidence and empowerment. And I got hooked. So after I graduated and had no more of a team to work out with, I said, well, what do I do?
Yeah.
I just started going to the gym by myself. And then from there, kind of the same way I met Luis, I got introduced to a guy that had judged for the bodybuilding shows at my gym.
Sure.
He said, you should come do this. I guess I'm just open to new experiences.
Cause
I was like, sure. And you know, then I transitioned from lifting for strength to lifting for aesthetics and for, you know, the bodybuilding appearance. So,
and that leads me to my next question. This is the big like issue today is, what do you think about the idea of bulking up? Did you see yourself like bulk up when you did like heavy lifting for aesthetics or what?
I love that you asked that question.
Yeah, because it's like with women's fitness, like that's the concern is that when they go into weights, they're going to worry about like building really big, beefy muscle. Mm-hmm. And what's your experience with that? What could you say?
So I don't consider myself to ever have been bulky, mm-hmm. but like when I started weight training, the difference was the shape. It shapes you to where you're toned and you can see, you know, just some more definition.
Yeah.
When I, you know, before I got into weights, I was just kind of like a square.
It's very, I mean? Just, it's very shapely. Just, like it's yeah. aesthetically pleasing. Right. It's not just mass.
Yeah. And what woman or man, right, doesn't want a good booty?
Yeah, like, yeah, it's true. It's a good point.
Without,
yeah.
Yeah.
The man,
my man has
I don't mind. I mean, I don't mind it. I you know, I'm working on it.
Right.
I'm trying to get there. Yeah.
Yeah. So what I've noticed from my friends and even my body when I transitioned from, you know, always doing cardio to weightlifting mm-hmm. is that a cardio person, a long distance runner, any of your cross country kids, they are very lean. But they don't have a lot of muscle mass, which is perfect for them because that suits their need. They need to be fast. They don't want to be weighted down by muscle. But if you want a good booty and you want some, you know, pretty shoulders and some good legs, weight training is where it's at. I love it.
And there
I've
you
never
go.
Seen anyone get bulkier than no. they were comfortable with.
That's right.
And that's and then that brings, you know, it kind of bridges itself into the idea of hot works because you're kind of killing two birds with one stone because you got that like intense cardio. And then you have sort of the weight side with like the Pilates or the, you know, the rowing machine.
Right.
Back
even the
there.
FXO.
Yeah. The yeah. FXO. So it's, so it brings like this duality with it where it's like, okay, but you are burning fat, but right. you're kind of building muscle at the same time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did that help you at all when you were like preparing with your shows? Were you doing like hot work stuff when you were prepping?
Yeah, absolutely. So
okay.
the way that I had positioned hot works to fit my needs at the time
yeah.
was for cardio.
Okay.
That's where I was just like, I need to burn as many calories as possible, sweat as much as I can
yeah.
to get the water weight off of myself.
Right. Explain that because a lot of people don't know that in bodybuilding, it's just not building muscle, but mm-hmm. also getting it down to where it actually can show.
Right, right.
Getting all the ridges and everything.
And
yeah.
that kind of brings us to the point where you were talking about getting too bulky. There is a difference between a bodybuilder and your average Joe, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So bodybuilders are taking so many supplements and different kind of gear and whatever else, the majority of them, I don't want to speak for everyone, but the majority of them do. And that's what gets them absolutely shredded and just popping out veins everywhere and manly for a female, if you will. Right.
That's true. Yeah.
You have got to put in so much work and do so many extracurricular things that, you know, Barry Bonds used to do.
Yeah. Some other things.
Yeah,
some help. Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So
yeah.
keeping it PC here.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you're not taking all of those different supplements, you're not going to look big and bulky and masculine. I promise. I like none of us have ever seen anybody get to that point. So naturally, right? So my point is with bodybuilding, that's one of the things that the judges look for is how lean are you? Can you see the striations? You know, if you picture Arnold Schwarzenegger, he's got the striations, the lines across his chest.
Yeah.
Can you see that, you know? In your different divisions on bodybuilding, you know, the softer look for females in bikini doesn't necessarily need all striations. But as you move up to physique and the bodybuilding divisions in women's, mm-hmm. you do want to see those striations. And again, that's going to be a little bit more involved than a bikini or maybe even a figure girl.
And remind me, you were a figure, right?
So started off on figure my first show.
Okay.
Decided that here's a twist for you. I couldn't get big. I couldn't get.
It's hard though.
As
that's
big
like
as
that's
wanted
the
me to
figure
be,
girls.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And again, I'm a 100% natural athlete. So that was one of the issues. I was like, I'm not willing to do anything extra to get that big. So mm-hmm. what I decided to do, based on my coach and the judges' feedback, was go to the bikini division instead, where you can be a little bit softer. But yeah, so sweating it out in here as an athlete and specifically a bodybuilder, you're trying to get off as much water weight as possible.
What you talked about supplements. What mm-hmm. supplements did you use? What supplements can you recommend for anybody if you're taking like the bodybuilding lifestyle and you want to like tweak it to sort of work into your regular life? Like mm-hmm. what supplements would you suggest?
I feel like somebody needs to sponsor me before I drop any names here.
Hold up your little,
right?
If you want whey protein, yeah.
We've got some actually, too.
Actually, yeah.
Got some.
We do. We can plug it.
Let me turn around real quick.
We got Indulge.
I'm going to be 100% honest. I haven't tried this yet. So Do you want to talk about this? I can give you guys the macros real quick for those of you.
I haven't tried it yet, but I've heard it's amazing.
Yeah.
Really some samples. I've yeah. seen some samples on this you guys can try, but actually it's the same as one of the ones you get out there. Actually, it tastes a little better.
Is it more of like a meal replacement as opposed meal to replacement. Just a whey okay, protein cool. supplement? Okay.
So we've got in two it. Scoops, we've got 171 calories, 15 grams of carbs, which is pretty decent, pretty low for that. And then 20 grams of protein, which is about what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. What I always recommend is 20 to 25 grams of protein right. per meal. And ideally you're eating 5 to 6 meals a day to keep that fire burning, right? to keep your metabolism going. So
more is not, like I say, more is better with these. No, you can actually just do 20 grams, like you're saying.
Yeah.
And do it every meal.
Right. So we've got chocolate.
Vanilla, ooh, strawberry. Yeah,
all the classics.
All the usual flavors, yeah. you guys. The fun stuff. And I think we got,
yeah,
what's this too?
Got some pre-workout.
Okay.
That one you can
is
actually
this mango?
Yeah, that's pineapple yeah. mango. Yeah. Yeah. And I've tried this too. So for you guys, this is good tasting stuff. It's kind of, it's reminiscent of like the.
Man, this thing's like liquid crack, man.
Yeah, but it's true. Yeah. It's like.
It is like candy, man. You
yeah.
I'm serious.
And it didn't make me feel like super hyped up. It kind of just, it gives you like that nice level yeah. buzz, you know?
One thing I would say is just recently I've had a bunch of my friends that are trying to like work themselves mm-hmm. off of pre-workout. So
that's a journey.
Yeah.
That's a journey.
And what I found for me, I guess I never really had a pre-workout that like completely stimulated me to where I was like sweating and
sure.
getting rashy and stuff like that. For me, it was just, I needed the flavor mm-hmm. like that. It really didn't matter what it was. As long as it had some kind of flavor, like right. I felt like I was taking, you know, yeah. pre-workout and
yeah.
you know, entertained throughout my workout. Right. So what I have switched to is just doing BCAAs.
Okay, because that's a I big thing. Them. That's yeah. a big, because people, you know, you got one side of the argument that's like, oh, BCAAs,
right.
gotta get our BCAAs. And then you yeah. got the other side of the argument that where I'm kind of at, where it's like, well, you got to know where to place them. Mm-hmm. Like for you, it's, do you use them during your workout or you do like?
Yeah, I do during. And then okay. if I still haven't finished it when I'm done, I mean,
yeah.
BCAAs are good for you pre, during, and post workout. So
okay.
if I just haven't finished that bottle, you know, by the time I walk out the gym, I keep drinking it after the workout till it's done.
Is there a special Hotworks BCAAs brand or is,
well, yeah, we use
is that, that's kind, actually, that's kind of the same thing.
Similar,
yeah, yeah, that's exactly what it is.
It has all the beta mm-hmm. carotenes and stuff like that. Important flavors that you're going to need. And it tastes great. Too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. But yeah, but it's true though. Like the whole BCAAs thing, it's more like continuous energy. So you go mm-hmm. during, after, before, whatever the hell it is. So,
right.
but yeah, no, I love that. That's so cool. And then what, as far as like a diet plan goes, and I know I'm getting you to divulge a lot
yes.
of information about yourself, but what I want to know is that if people know nothing about fitness, mm-hmm. they have no idea where to start and they want to get into their journey. What is something they can start doing that is very simple, easy, just an easy solution? What do you think?
What I would say, and you guys will probably agree if you've, I know you've coached some people before. Mm-hmm. Most people, even your people that have excessive body fat and are looking to lose weight,
yeah.
are never eating enough protein.
Okay, I agree completely.
That's,
yes.
And even for me personally, that's the thing that I struggle with the most. Is ideally I get 6 meals a day mm-hmm. and I do 25 grams per meal, 25 grams of protein.
You keep
right?
up with 6 meals a day, so like with all you got going on right now?
Yeah, it's hard, God. Right? It's hard, which is why things like, you know, just having a protein shake quick, you don't have to worry about it if you're in the office or even driving back and forth. Like
yeah.
I do a lot. It's easy. And, but that's the biggest thing is that, you know, I almost need a little bit more because I weigh 150 and if
yeah.
I'm 125 grams, again, so speaking to somebody that doesn't have as much knowledge, you ideally want about 1 gram per 1 gram of protein per body pound that you weigh, right? So if I
yeah.
weigh 150 and I want to maintain my weight, I should be eating about 150 grams of protein.
It's true. Yeah.
And a lot of people, I mean, your average Joe might have an entire meal that doesn't even have protein,
mm-hmm.
you know? So you're already out that one meal and,
yeah,
then,
yeah.
and then you only eat 2 other meals throughout the day. And it might be big, but what are you looking at? Maybe 70 grams of protein? So.
And I will like it, something that worked for me too. And I'll just throw this in there. And I don't know, maybe you can, you know, sure. piggyback off this. It's like for guys who are trying to get bigger, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you have the weight gainers and you have all that stuff. I found that just buying like maltodextrin, like the powdered carbs from like NutriShop
like and just like
Carbolin. And it was a revelation unflavored because it's like the one at NutriShop is cheap. Mm-hmm. Like you get 60 servings, like $20.
Yeah.
It's really cheap. And you just sit there and you do like a poor man's weight gainer.
Right. And then so, you don't have to shovel in all these bagels and peanut butter sandwiches.
And, and everybody's and they're worried about, you know, the way it sits in their stomach, or they're worried about like how whey is going to cooperate with their body. Mm-hmm. But that really is like for anybody, that's kind of what you got to do if you're really living a busy life and you don't have time to like eat breakfast or something. Whey protein, protein with a little bit of that.
It's so easy.
And then I'll ask you this too. I want to talk a little bit about your Hotworks video thing. Like you're a Hotworks model.
Yeah.
So virtual you're a virtual personal instructor. So
she actually won one of the,
it was
a contest that she was in.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she was actually to win that
Where did you go to film it? Was it?
Of all places, Hotworks.
Okay.
World headquarters is in Marrero, Louisiana.
That's crazy. Yep. Actually, I would not have guessed that. Yep. Okay.
So some of my new best friends are the other virtual personal trainers and instructors, and they flew in from Boston and, you know, just all around. And I got to drive like 40 minutes. It was great.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was it? It was how many people were?
Seven.
No, but
the whole thing.
I think it was like,
I wanted to say like 600 or 700. Right? Across the country.
Wow.
And they narrowed it down to seven. Yeah, I got lucky.
But you were like working it though. Like I remember seeing you on Facebook. You were like, vote for me, vote for me, vote for me. You were on it. So
and
you deserved the win.
Thank you.
You
were one of those people, but
it, I got you.
It's been an awesome opportunity. Mm-hmm. And hands down, the best part has been the other virtual personal instructors that I've been able to meet. Like, We just gelled so well that first day, and like
that was amazing.
Yeah, I love them.
Do you have to like do the whole process again, or are you basically in the system? Like, you're gonna come back and
so it
try
is
to
a
10-month
contract.
Okay.
And if we want to get back on again, which we were kind of like talking to each other, like, hey, we want to stay here forever.
Yeah.
We would have to reapply and go through the process again.
Okay, I gotcha. Wow, that's good for you. That's amazing, Ashley.
When did yours come up? You have one.
So we have videos next month in February.
Hot Bands comes out.
Okay.
And Hot Bands is the one that I lead. So I'm going to be the instructor yelling at you.
Yes, good. Awesome. I love it.
And we get to use the big handle bands.
Yeah.
So it's a great upper body workout primarily. Oh, yeah. There they are. Really good for shoulders. And I promise you, it is going to be an awesome challenge. So when you are feeling 100%, like you're just having a good day, ready to go, come see me.
And I'll ask you this too. We got some promotions. We got to talk about Mr. Stephen Smith. We got something special coming up, you guys.
He's coming out on the 23rd of January.
Yeah.
He'll be doing a live book signing from 1 to 3 is they narrowed it down to him to be here on Saturday.
This would be great.
The 23rd. He'll be answering a lot of questions. Anything that you... This guy knows everything about fitness.
Like, yeah, guys, please come down. So that's awesome.
If you're one of those kind of people that likes to know everything about it before you jump in, everything is in that book, Hot Exercise.
This dude knows everything about the fitness and Hotworks.
And it's also, too, if people want to join Hotworks, they get the first time free, right?
That's
if they come in, they get a free session?
Free session, bring in their friend. We got promotions right now. If you bring somebody signs up, they get a free month also. So we have a bunch of promotions that actually allow you to get. You got to try it.
And also, too, amazing people as well. I'll just tell you right now, like guys, when I joined Hotworks, you know, it had been here for a while. I knew nothing about it. When I came in, not only were the people amazing, but it really is something that kind of redefines fitness for yourself. Because, you know, you got all the other gyms out there. You got a bunch of other things. But this is one that adds a lot of fun as well as a unique take on cardio. Because everybody goes into the gym, it's all like long duration cardio. You know, you got to stay on the treadmill. This makes it fun, easier, and a lot shorter. It's still intense, but you don't feel like crap afterwards. You feel really good. Like it's amazing with anything you do.
That's one of the things I'll kind of piggyback with is, yes, you're sweating a lot in these saunas. You set your own temperature. And I usually go 122 to 124, depending on you know, how fancy I'm feeling that day.
Are you going to be like the 130 people? Like, no. You're like, oh, go up,
no,
up.
No, I won't. Yeah. But when you get out of the sauna and, you know, take your rag, wipe yourself down,
yeah,
you feel good. You feel refreshed. Like,
so
it's not like you're walking around being like, oh, God, I just feel like I exhausted myself. You feel good.
You feel literally relaxed. Yeah. Like, it really
is. Especially, you know, in the middle of the winter when it's freezing outside. Mm-hmm. And sometimes my house gets too cold. I'm like, I'm just going to go to Hot Works and just chill in there, right? I'd rather just...
That's true. I thought about that the other day. I was like, it's cold.
The afterburn, too.
Yes, yes.
You do the afterburn. You're burning calories, but afterward, you're still burning calories almost an hour later.
And that's
a huge difference between that and traditional cardio. Correct,
correct. Sure. Yeah, and that's something that a lot of, you know, with the high-intensity interval training, that's a lot of that's the missing ingredient with most people who go into cardio, is they don't do the shorter duration but more intense cardio, and this makes you do it, but it's just you're in a box by yourself. So I mean, it's fun and all that stuff. So yeah, Ashley, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
We truly appreciate it. Yeah,
guys, awesome.
We're going to be coming at you with a couple more interviews, but I just want to let you know, stay tuned, stay on your social medias. We're going to be your social media pages, and we're going to be doing some more interviews. So thank you so much for joining us.